Ecologists from UMass Amherst and Stony Brook University in New York are saying that although the survival of some species of river herring in New England is threatened, work can be done to restore the small fish to healthy populations. The theory comes from a study funded by a Mia J. Tegner Memorial Research Grant and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Adrian Jordan, who worked on the study, said that damming up waterways that lead to the ocean can significantly impact populations of native alewife and blueback herring. Jordan says the fish, which migrate upriver from the ocean, play a critical role in the ecosystems of New England's rivers.
And so they bring in a lot of nutrients that they've accumulated in the marine environment, and they deposit them in fresh water.
The study itself focused on 9 rivers in Maine and analyzed dam records to find where fish populations were being prevented from accessing their native habitat by dams built between 1600 and 1900. Researchers estimated that by 1850, about 1.4 billion fish per year were missing from the system. Jordan says that although the study focused in Maine, the results highlight a regional issue.
All the Northeast, I mean, I don't think you can go on a river in the Northeast and not find dams. And even with the successful restoration of some fish passage structures, there's still many, many, many other obstructions throughout smaller watersheds.
Carolyn Hall, now an independent researcher who authored the study, said that successful restoration of the species can occur in places where dams are removed. She said that by reintroducing the herring to their native spawning grounds, predatory species such as eagles and ospreys may also return to the area. Fish that eat the herring, such as cod and striped bass, may also increase in numbers, which can be important for fishing economies. Hall added that by understanding the historic numbers of the fish, agencies can help set conservation goals.
Getting the idea of what the baseline of these populations were historically, not what we think was a big population in recent memory, but actually what numbers of population they were able to reach when there weren't obstructions, can be really important in helping to determine conservation and restoration goals.
In the past legislative session, Massachusetts lawmakers did not successfully pass a bill that would allow for the removal and restoration of the hundreds of old dams that exist in the state. The Nature Conservancy supported the bill, saying that removal of old dams will significantly benefit local ecosystems. Steve Long, Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy, explains.
We're not looking to return Massachusetts to the Stone Age. We realize there are dams that serve a purpose for protecting public water supplies and reservoirs, for maintaining flood control, and a number of other purposes. There are just so many dams in Massachusetts that have the potential for removal.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.